Something I have learned from all these years in the Lord is to realize how every morning He renews His mercy. A day passes in which we live, both difficult and good things. We go to bed, and the next day we can open our eyes, and although we have to continue the race, He renews His mercy on us. Every day the sun rises for good and bad. Every day there is hope. The problem is that we allow ourselves to be overcome by discouragement and for the situations that the world places in front of us, to finish that degree of faith that God gives you every day so that you can face every circumstance. We usually talk about difficult things, but we don't mention the good things. And the truth is that I do not stop being surprised at how good God is. Have you stopped being surprised about how good God is? Sometimes we are waiting for a miracle to happen when it has already happened. We call it a miracle, those things that we cannot solve at the moment. And obviously it is, but we forget that the miracle of life, we forget the miracle of being able to open our eyes, to be able to breathe, and to know that we have our family by our side. But although there are situations that must be faced, He has promised to be there, to sustain us, to give us strength and wisdom, to know how to make better decisions. How wonderful is the Lord in knowing that every morning that we get up and make the decision to believe and move forward, we accept His promise and we accept the responsibility to live this life and to know how to live it under His direction. Because my beloved friend or friend, it's not about doing things as we believe or think or according to the amount of information we have in our heads. It's about doing it in the order of the one who designed us. That way, we will live one way, really abundant. It has nothing to do with how much money we have or I have in my pocket, or how much success, as the world says, I can have. But to have His peace, His love, His joy, and the confidence of knowing that everything will be right. Isaiah 43:18 says, "But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do, because I am about to do something new. Look, I have already started. Don't you see? There is a way through the desert. I will create rivers in the barren and wasteland." When God says, "But forget all that," is the precise text in the previous verse. The Lord begins to speak of what He did with Israel in the desert, of how He opened the sea in two, and of those miracles that at some time happened, but remembering them strengthening the faith. But God told them, "No longer live on memories. Forget all that, because what I am going to do now does not compare to what I did yesterday." Another version says, "Behold, I do new things, and soon they will come to light. You got up today. You opened your eyes. I have good news for you. There is hope. And God is willing to sponsor those who want to start again. And if you are one of those today, regardless of how you see the world, regardless of how you see your situation, you have the owner of life who could transform everything in the blink of an eye." And says, "New things I will do today." Things new. The million-dollar question: are you ready to start again? And you can have the fight in your mind, that fight in your mind that makes you think that you have tried it over and over again. And maybe it is, but remember that in each attempt, you had left God out of the equation of your life. In each attempt, the Lord was not there. Perhaps He was observing. but you had not allowed him to lead. Now, it's different. So if you are encouraged to start again, I want you to give you 4 important points. It would be interesting if you could think about them, receive and live, so you can move forward. And when we start again, we do not make the same mistakes which we did yesterday. The problem is that making the same mistakes over and over again, and it is useless to start again. If there is no life experience, if there is no change, if there is no transformation, then it's necessary to start again. But this time, from the hand of God, it is different. So the first point that I want to give you is, it's important that if in the past you failed, if in the past you made a mistake and made wrong decisions before starting again, it's important to accept responsibility for the decisions you made. First, accept the responsibility for the decisions you made and may have led you to failure or not getting things as you expected. Accept responsibility for what you did to yourself. That's important. Proverbs 28:13 says, "He who conceals his sins will not prosper, but he who confesses and departs will reach mercy." We cannot start a new cycle if we do not recognize, forgive my expression, we screwed up in the past, because otherwise it will return to us over and over again. So it's not good to have pride. It's not good to have pride. It's important to have the humility to admit that we were wrong. 2, stop regretting and have true repentance. It's not the same. Remorse, then repentance, because something, we feel the pain for what we did, but we do not have the willpower, or we are not with a faith based on God to ask Him for the strength of not doing it again. And as much as we promise, we end up doing the same. It's not the pain of remorse, but the pain of true repentance. A pain that will lead you to think things in a different way, to understand that what you did was not right, but that there is another way, in the way of God, that you already tried as you thought and as you believed, but they were not really the desired results. But that in the way of God, if it can happen, so first, you acknowledge your responsibility about what you did. Second, that the pain that this has caused you be a pain of repentance. Repentance comes from the Greek word metanoia, which means changing the way we think. That is, that repentance causes pain for what you did, and acknowledging of the intention of what was done, but it leads you to a determination, especially if you are in God, a correct, strong determination to move forward and not make the same mistakes. To start again. Third, you cannot go forward still observing what you left behind. As it could be, it is important that you let go of all guilt and that you learn that if God has forgiven you, He has completely forgotten what happened yesterday, because God, more than anyone, is interested in today and what He can do today. You know, look how wonderful it is to trust in the Lord. We have a past, present, and we walk towards the future. God has no past. God has no future. He is a present premier. Do you know how wonderful that is? That in your yesterday, He is in a present. And today, He no longer remains in the thoughts of yesterday. He remains in the present. That means that when you ask for a true change in your life from God, when you cry out to Him from the heart, and you regret, and you ask for forgiveness, He forgets what happened in your yesterday, because you start to enter His presence. If you can understand me, that is so wonderful, so great, so powerful. So it is important that you forget the past. You have to let it go of what happened. If you do not let go of what happened, the most important thing, or the most likely thing to happen, is that when you try to do things under the order of God, every situation in your mind will remember something that you already lived. So that will generate pain, discomfort, restlessness, fear, anxiety, and it will not let you go. Maybe you will go, but you will delay time, and you will delay the process. And what that God could do with you in a week, you're going to take it to a month. Are you understanding me now? If it costs you to pray to the Lord and to ask Him, heal my heart and help me go of the past and be able to think about what will come, because in you, everything is made new. I just read that promise that is in Isaiah. I do everything new. The Lord tells you now, when doing new and better things than before, it does not imply that you are not going to see desert. It does not imply that you are not going to see times of dryness. The Lord says, I'm going to do everything new in your life. Everything new. And it's going to be much better than before. He says again, I will open roads in the desert. It means that there are deserts that we are going to face. It means that there are dry lands that we are going to face again. I will open the roads in the desert and rivers in solitude. We are going to have to face them again. But the answer now is that He directs your steps, and that in the middle of the desert, He opens a path that you have never traveled before, a new path that you could see and never been seen before. And in the middle of the dry lands, He makes water flow. In other words, God is saying, son, daughter, life is going to continue, and it is going to keep putting obstacles for you. But what I am going to do in the midst of those obstacles, in the midst of those difficult situations today, will be better and greater than what I did before. So let go of what happened before and prepare your faith so that it's in expectation for what is coming in this new time. And finally, trust. Trust that you do your part and God will do the rest. Then you already know these 4 points. First, accept responsibility for the decisions you made. Then, be in a true repentance and stop hiding in a corner to regret what you could have done and did not do. Now begins a new opportunity. Third, leave the past behind. Let go of that burden of the past and be on the lookout for what will happen today to build for tomorrow. And fourth, trust God to do it. Trust God to do it. Father, thank you for your words, for what you teach us. You do not stop surprising us, Lord. Forgive us, because sometimes we get up with so much garbage on our heads, worried, stressed, burdened by debts, by the situations that we have to solve. But how good when we can take a break and think and say, thank you. Thank you, because even in the midst of the diseases, because even in the midst of the crisis, I can breathe. I can open my eyes. There is hope. That means that you have a door, an open door, so I can move forward. Tell Him, Lord, help me to see and to fulfill these 4 points in my life. I want the new that you have for me. I need you. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember, God always arrives just in time. I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. so that every morning you have there the video, the audio of the devotional of the day. So you can search the YouTube as Just In Time Devotional, and there you subscribe. If you can download the application from your Google Play and you are looking for Just In Time Devotionals, follow him on Instagram so that you are finding out what we are doing, the time with the pastor. Remember that every Wednesday at 3 p.m., we have the time with the pastor, a time to share what God has for us. You can find him as Pastor Elias HC and on Facebook as well.